Push the button.
Oh, it worked this time instantly.
Yeah. Oh shit! There it is.
that was the shortest aw shit since you started. Come on, man. You have a full house.
Oh shit! There it is.
Yes.
There it is.
So good. So good. All right. So before we get into the regular business, it is time for the best part of the podcast where we show fealty to our network, the Hard Knock Media Podcasting Network. That's knock as in NOC, Nerds of Color. You can check us out at hardknockmedia.com. You can see all the other podcasts that are on the network and follow them because they talk about much more serious topics than we do. Yep. You come to us when you want, like, you know, your Rofo shit food when you're trying to go home.
Yeah.
You go to the other podcasts if you want, like, you know, a real burger or something like that.
Yeah. This is not wait, don't tell me. I can promise you that.
Yeah. This is wait, what the fuck?
Yeah. Accurate.
Yeah. So today we have a special guest. This is Nicole.
Hi.
And Nicole, we treat our guests as if they have been podcasting with us the entire time. So, and we force them to start off. So, Nicole, what have you been geeking on?
Oh God, please don't make me project. Do this.
Project. You have to project into the microphone, ma'am. What have you been geeking on? Come on.
I've been geeking on the new poster for the new Steven Universe movie that's coming out really soon because I'm in love with that show and Rebecca Sugar's art and everything. Steven has a neck now. It's really weird. I mean, I'm like,
is he growing up? Like,
I think so. Oh, I think they're showing that he's finally aging, which is pretty cool. So, but I don't know. I'm really excited for it, especially with how the show kind of wrapped itself up in that last episode. I don't know if you guys watch it, but I do and I love it. So.
I've never watched a single episode.
Yeah. I've seen maybe
this was
like
no help
before.
Then.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, I mean, that's okay.
No,
I was gonna say, I don't know about Jamie. I'm familiar with the characters. So at least like if you mention somebody, I'm gonna be like, yeah, okay. I have an idea.
I know there's a Steven and I know that they're gems, but the gems are people. So
yeah, they're aliens.
Yeah, they're aliens. I think I've seen like a handful of episodes, but it's all been like scattered. So I don't know anything what's going on.
It's basically an extremely beautifully inclusive show. And they talk about like every topic from like family and it's like all diversity and it's all about healthy communication and there's music. And
healthy communication? What?
Healthy communication, especially about relationships. It teaches kids shit like at a really young age. It's really important.
Well, might have to start sneaking that in.
I think the internet froze.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's okay.
No, you're here. You're here.
We're good. Yeah, I was going to say, and Jamie, there's transformation sequences, so it might hit that tokusatsu nerd that you got going on.
Okay, tell me more.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Yeah, I think.
They dance and they fuse.
Okay. Okay.
Into a bigger gem.
Yeah. There's gems. So there's already toys.
Nice. Are there poses?
Yes.
Do they have like epic poses?
Yes. Each dance is symbolic to the character. Like Pearl, who's my favorite, she does ballet.
Here's the ultimate question. Is there a Henshin device, a device such as a belt or a wrist thing or a necklace that you can wear to transform into your...
Each have their own weapon that appears that is like almost soulbound to them.
Okay.
So Pearl has a spear and Garnet has gauntlets. Amethyst has this cool ass whip. Like it's cool. Mm.
See?
You would like this show, Jamie.
I know I think Rose Quartz has a giant fuck cutlass because there's a YouTube channel that I watch, Man at Arms, where they made the giant fucking Rose Quartz cutlass.
Yeah, no, it's huge and it's beautiful. I forget the name of it. It's her scabbard. That's what it is.
Nice.
Rose scabbard.
Yeah. So, Jamie, you should watch it. I think you'd enjoy it.
That sounds pretty fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Brandon Chalmers, what are you geeking on?
Cooking, because I decided to finally get back into it, went hardcore. On Sunday, I made fucking pasta sauce. I did sausage and pasta and garlic bread and the whole nine, and have just been making all sorts of rad meals. So the important thing to remember is get yourself a house guest, and you'll step your game up hardcore.
You don't want to just cook all that for yourself.
I mean, I probably would, but that's how we got here in the first place. So, yeah, the idea is invite people over and then be like, hey, let me try and be extra as fuck with my kitchen.
Yes. And
turns out I remember I got skills.
That's awesome. So you use seasoning?
Yes, I use seasoning. Behold my garlic bread.
Ooh. So, shit. Well, we're stopping right now because I'm going to come over and eat some fucking garlic bread.
I'm good with that. I've got another loaf in there and I make garlic butter so we can make fresh garlic bread.
Holy. I mean.
Yeah.
It's bougie as fuck.
I think Smushy's asleep. Audrey's asleep. Smushy's asleep. I ain't got shit to do.
Jamie's gonna have himself a garlic butter journey.
I mean, y'all have day jobs, but I work from home all the time. So
you're gonna break into Brandon's home and steal his garlic bread.
Garlic bread, motherfucker.
Yeah, there'll be a series of texts to you of just the secret location of where the house key is and just instructions on how to reheat the garlic bread.
I mean, I got a fist. I'll punch a window. I don't give a shit.
No. One, no. Two, safety glass. So no. Yeah, so been doing that and just been trying to relax as a nice change of pace. So I've been watching a bunch of movies and it was really good. What did we watch last night? Always Be My Maybe on Netflix?
Always Be My Maybe. Yep, I have heard so many good things about it. So
fucking good. Watch that.
Keanu Reeves is so good in it.
Yeah, Jamie, you should watch that. That is adorable and rad and really funny. And yeah, I definitely think you'd enjoy the fuck out of that.
I wonder if any of them are going to be at Comic-Con.
Probably.
Oh my god.
So I'd kill to meet Ellie Wong. She's amazing.
Yeah. She seems awesome.
She's been on everything recently.
We might, through our network, know people who know how to get in touch with them somehow.
Really?
I will.
You mean through the boss?
Through the boss. Well, he has connections to Jeff, and Jeff has connections to everyone in Hollow. So like, we may be like two or three
Two or three bacons away from a Keanu? Is that what you're saying?
We might be two or three bacons away from that whole crew. I have to... Keith knows a lot of people, man.
We should really just figure that out. I mean, we won't physically be with you, but we will be with you in spirit.
Yeah.
But if you find Keanu, staple him to something and we'll fly out. He's wiry, so be mindful about
that. He's weary.
Yeah. I saw the John Wick training videos with him on the gun range. Yeah. So once I change my pants, I'm going to remind you, nail guns, like hard surfaces. You got to fucking bolt him down somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been good. And I think still on the agenda this week, we're going to knock a few classics out that Nicole hasn't seen yet.
Like Die Hard or Fast and Furious. Or don't look at me like that. Please, no, don't look at me like that. I'm sorry.
Come back. And this has been the fucking DuoCast this week, so we would like to thank our sponsor. Hey, buddy, welcome back. I'm fixing the problem.
I know.
I'm here. Look.
So I understand.
I guests over. I prepared them with food. I hooked them on the garlic bread.
Yeah.
And then there was confession time where she knew that she needed to see the movie. She was like, hey, so this is going to be weird, but – I've never seen Fast and Furious. And I'm like, oh, sweet. It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this together.
He's been saying like, do you know this movie?
No.
Like, oh my God, why? There's been a lot of judgment and a lot of embarrassment on my part for movies that I want to see.
Well, I feel like we have failed because.
Don't put this.
And here's why. You joined Super Art Fight couple years ago and then left and then came back, but in that entire time we as friends have not imparted this amazing thing upon you.
I can solve.
We have failed as friends, Nicole. I feel
Jamie.
You have to understand, Jamie, this isn't on us. This is one of the first times I've had Nicole join me in my home.
Okay.
And given that opportunity, I am helping. Now, the person I really blame is Michael Bracco.
I mean, that motherfucker.
Because that dude has opinions about movies, and if you disagree with him, you're wrong, and here's why.
That glitter-sucking motherfucker, Jesus Christ.
So, and I fully admitted to the whole gang that I haven't seen it, and they were like, we're going to fix it, and no one's done anything yet.
Yeah, that's so what I'm saying.
They know.
Gee,
they
also, the crew saying they're going to do something and not following through. What's that like?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, Nicole's still involved in Super Art Fight, so let's not be too
I didn't say shit.
No, I understand that. I almost did, so that's totally good. Yep. Anyway.
Oh,
Jamie, what are we talking about? Patreons or something else? What are we talking about?
Well, let's see. Oh, first I'm supposed to be geeking out on something.
Yeah, you need to be geeking out on something.
So next week, I'll be in San Diego for San Diego Comic-Con. I think it's their 50th anniversary. Check this shit out, man. Check this motherfucking shit out. Like, this is the fancy fuck box that the badges come in. There's a magnetic latch here. You.
No way.
Nice.
And then there's like
they're kind of giving everybody a stash box.
Yeah, there's a special edition pin.
Okay.
This is like a toucan, I guess. And then there's another pin that has that's you know, San Diego Comic-Con, their logo. Okay. And then you get like a little Comic-Con booklet with this thing. With like a map of everything and just like a pocket program and like sponsor messages and all this kind of shit.
Wow.
Well,
shit.
Yeah, like hot tips. Don't fucking die.
Use deodorant. Yeah. Be respectful of others. Jesus Christ, use deodorant.
Sun protection, camera. Want list, water bottle. Oh, that's a
protection in general.
Yeah. How to get to San Diego Comic Con. So like this, and then, you know, this box can be used as stuff. Oh, the boys is big. So like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
So these boxes are like full of ads, but I mean,
nice. Cool. So you're going to resell all of that after this thing's over,
no, I'm
right?
keeping all that shit, oh, man. Okay. Like, this box is rad. Like, we're putting all sorts of weird shit in here, like memory cards and tacos and Cheetos. This is our emergency Starburst stash.
Snack stash is really what we're looking at. Just going to fill that with jelly beans.
Flat ass. Oh, my God. Jelly beans. Holy shit.
That's so weird that you mentioned that, because I found a whole bag of jelly beans the other day in my house. I need to eat from
How do I know my friends? I say jelly beans. I get the wide eyes from this one. I get you going, yeah, motherfucker, you can get all sorts of jelly beans in this box.
You can get all them jelly bellies in that motherfucker. So
welcome to the Venn diagram, my friends. Yeah. It's a lot of different than just right in the center, just jelly beans.
Yeah,
just
so
everybody.
I'm freaking out because like we're going to be selling shirts there. Yep. We're going to be selling stuff there. It's the first time I've sold stuff at Comic-Con.
Do you have the booklets in near you at all?
I got the booklets. I don't have the ones that are, we have a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive sticker that goes along with this stuff. Plus
hell yeah,
a pen, but we're selling these packs at Comic-Con. So it's like, it's a soft launch of a new brand thing, and I've never done that before.
That's okay.
Usually, like, you know, I've sold stuff as a web cartoonist, and I have like maybe two or three fans, so at least two or three people know what's going on. So this is like the first time we're just creating something out of nothing and shitting it out there into the universe.
I think like what we talked about last week, the idea is it is an all-inclusive sort of progress where a rising tide. So the idea is, draw something, put it out there, and use each other as a support network to be able to create things, because the internet's full of fucking assholes and we need to start being a little kinder to each other.
Yeah.
And I found that artists can be really supportive of each other and start rounding out the game. So
yeah,
that's the idea. Go create something, go write something, go record something, music or video or whatever it is, you know, go physically build something, go grab a welder, but do the damn thing, put it out there and start supporting each other, and don't shit on everybody else's online stuff.
Yeah.
Find something positive to say about it or just keep scrolling.
One. Yeah. And so the other thing I've been freaking out about is like what camera to bring.
All of them. You bring all of them.
Because
I skip clothes.
Yeah.
And you just pull a new shirt off the table and you bring all of them.
Because I'm definitely bringing the my little dude, my little Olympus, because it's portable. It's small.
Yeah. I love that camera.
Do you want to take mine, Jamie?
Nah, this one is pretty good. I got a new grip for it.
Ah, you got the grip like what I showed you.
Yeah. And I've got this 12 to 60, which should be pretty good for walking around and stuff.
Nice.
And then I'm going to bring one of my fancier ones. Like, I think there's a 50 that has a pretty good bokeh, but it also has it's like 0.95. So I can get like club shots when we're going clubbing and stuff like that. So I don't know, I'm mentally preparing for con and all that kind of stuff, and then I got to figure out like what work to bring, because I always have work to do. So I don't know, people's like, oh,
you're gonna do awesome.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about it next week. It'll be super good. We'll do last minute preps and you can freak out there and then beg everybody to show up. What's going on with the Rose Parade? Is there an update?
Oh, yes. So let me pull this up. We are doing a rally for Rose Tico, from Star Wars, because the actress got a whole bunch of shit last year for no good reason. I mean, people were just being assholes. They're like, it's an Asian lady. We can't have Asians in our fictional fucking future Star Wars fuck universe.
Thanks, nerds.
And they scared her off Twitter and all social media because she was just like, well, you know what? Yeah. I don't need this bullshit.
Yeah.
So last year, Keith organized a Rally for Rose. And here we go. Rally for Rose, the Rose Parade at San Diego Comic-Con. It's going to kick off at 5 p.m. on Saturday, July 20th. We're going to be, where is this? We are meeting at the,
it's okay if you can't find it. The core idea of it though is if you're cosplaying as Rose, if you're in support of Rose, if you think what happened is fucked up, if you're genuinely in support of the new Star Wars films and the direction that they're going in, and you don't want to be an internet troll trash, come hang out with everybody, march your way through. It's going to start in the con from one end of the con to the other. Is that the idea?
Yeah, it's going to be the convention center and we're going to be meeting up at the Hilton. So there's going to be the parade from the convention center to the Hilton, and at the Hilton there's going to be like a meet and greet and just a party thing at the pool and stuff. So
yep,
it's awesome. One is going to lead into the other. You guys need to come next year.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I would love to go to Comic-Con.
So yeah. We can get badges. We will
awesome.
We will be able to get you badges.
We will work that out, but let's focus on the task at hand. The Rose Parade sounds fucking rad, so please come out and support that.
Lots of photos.
And even though she may never come back to social media, hopefully somebody in her world pulls her aside and goes, hey, there are a bunch of people here who appreciate you and you deserve to be appreciated.
Yeah.
So hopefully she at least has that moment where she gets a chance to see it and you maybe at least, you know, make her day a little better. And that's fucking right.
And I'm getting excited for the new Star Wars.
Hell yeah.
I'm kind of surprised we're not seeing more Star Wars shit now.
You got to make it through the summer first.
Yeah. But I feel like we need to be having more trailers and like rumors and all this kind of nerd shit.
Let it get a little closer.
Yeah.
And then it's going to explode.
Yeah. Plus they got to figure out the whole teaser thing with the Mandalorian, and they're, you know, they've got all the new Disney stuff going on.
They're out of kyber crystals almost.
Yeah.
There's no more. Right. They're gone. It's really bad. Like it went insane. So hey guys, here's where you can make this outside of Disney because there's no more almost. There's other cool things do other than making a cool ass lightsaber.
So the Mandalorian, you mean the Gina Carano show?
Yes, the Gina Carano show.
Mm-hmm. Where she's just walking around with a big gun.
Yeah. Yes. You know my stance on this. Gina Carano in general, but with a gigantic gun. Fuck yes. Space Gina Carano. Double fuck yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Okay.
So now that we've had the Gina Carano appreciation minute, what are we talking about this week?
So this week I was thinking, because I don't know if we'll have time. I don't know if I'll have time next week to put something together for a show.
Okay.
Like I think we're taking next week off. So I thought we would talk about like Fucking Do It and the origins of Fucking Do It and Draw Right Now and stuff.
Okay.
I didn't know we had a guest. So we have a guest. So we're going to slightly change things.
That's okay.
So we'll start with like the origins of this, like where this kind of came from.
Well, I think you got to double way back to the Jamie Noguchi system, because I think that's really where all of that starts. So for those of you following at home with the internet connection, it's fuckingdo.it, right? That's how that works.
Fucking do. Yeah. No G.
Let's see. Type it into your Google machines along with me, kids. F-U-C-K-I-N do.it. And it asks you this question. Did you do it? Yes or no? And you click yes, and it says fucking do it. And then you go, well, now what? And it asks you the question, did you do it? Well, no. Fucking do it. So it's a simple flow chart, really, is what we're getting down to.
Yeah.
And the idea is essentially – we were at Kineticon 2013?
I don't even know, man. Every Kineticon blends into one big Kineticon.
Yeah, I know. So we were trying to figure out something to do. They asked us to do another panel. We were doing regular Art Fight. We were doing Art Fight Unleashed. We were doing a podcast. And they're like, we need a fourth thing. So Jamie and I were joking around about essentially doing an infomercial, where we were going to have Jamie come down and like in the slacks and like the denim button down and do the whole, like the microphone. Right. And of course that faded really fast because, you know, the things in Connecticut were in Maryland. We're not dragging all that crap up there. Though admittedly, I did look for like the earpiece Madonna mic.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That Jamie could walk around without having to hold a microphone.
Those things are rad. But by the way, they gave us those for the Today at Apple thing.
Yeah, I believe that.
And that shit is dope as fuck. Like,
yeah.
I want one just for every day, walking around with a Madonna mic.
Genuinely, yeah, you need to, next time you're doing one of those, you need to break out the phone and at least record yourself voguing. Like, you have to. You absolutely have to.
You should come down. It's the weekend after Otakon. So, it's the weekend after San Diego. I'm sorry, but you should come down.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
So the idea is essentially, what started off as essentially like an advice panel sort of thing.
It was kind of a joke. It was like tongue in cheek. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like it started as a joke and a bunch of people showed up who happened to know us as just fans of Art Fight. And, you know, Jamie came out to entrance music and came down super hard and essentially like grabbed the microphone. And we had the posters made up as a joke. And it was essentially just the flow chart. It very quickly turned into an inspirational panel where people in the room were like, I want to start a small business. And Jamie immediately was like, whoa, no, stand up. I'd walk over. I'd take the microphone over to them. They'd introduce themselves to everybody, like a 12-step program.
Yeah.
And he would ask them, what do you want to do? Well, I want to start a small business. Okay, what's the small business? Well, I want to make pet apparel for nerdy pets. There are so many nerds that are at conventions. They all have dogs and stuff like that. There isn't a ton of stuff out there. I want to create like an Etsy style store to actually do this thing. Jamie's question, are you doing the thing? No.
Why the fuck not?
Yes. And continuing to encourage them, and essentially we got them to say out loud in the room, when they go home, they're going to set up the website.
They actually did too, like My Nerdy Pet. They've been going for a while. Like,
yeah.
And they tabled at Kineticon.
Yeah, they did. The next year they tabled at Kineticon. So we got a chance to walk up, and they were tweeting at us like before we got there. But I got a chance to walk up and physically somebody who we said you should do the thing. I got a chance to go and buy dog bandanas and handmade toys and all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah.
So I got to support them immediately from this. And we had similar conversations with people about video game design and making web comics and all sorts of things. And, you know, it was a weird sort of thing where we all kind of got together in a room and supported each other and realized
except for Mikey, he gave up.
Yeah. I know he left. It's fine.
Well, he was going to be doing like a kids line of his like Spaghetti Kiss stuff.
He did. He tried it.
He tried it. And then he just said, nah.
No, it doesn't sell very well, and the margins aren't very good. But the name was fucking great because it was Skitty Kiss,
yeah.
And that's fucking adorable.
Yeah,
it's really fucking cute.
I am so sad that he didn't continue with that because, I mean,
it's the margins on baby clothes, man. That's how that shit works.
That's true. Because like we would have picked up a whole bunch of that shit for Hazel if he was still doing it at that time. But
right,
you know,
yeah. Then that's
he tried, the idea. So that was good.
Essentially. You go and try the thing. And even if you don't necessarily nail it or whatever it is, you did the thing. And it was a lot of advice of like, if, you know, you say you want to make a webcomic, right? What do you do in your free time? I play video games.
Put the video games down.
And do what?
And do your comic. Draw your comic. Put some shit out. Just fucking do it.
And essentially, the idea is fuck sleep, fuck all of these other things. If you genuinely want to do this and you're telling people that you want to do this and you're telling a room full of strangers, this is your passion. This is the thing you want to do. Why are you fucking around with all of these other things? Why aren't you doing the thing?
Yeah.
I actually had a conversation with Jamie on like one of the first days I met him about this.
Yeah.
At I think SPX when Danielle introduced me to you.
Oh, cool.
And I think I was talking about it and then you handed me the bracelet and I still have it and I still wear it. A lot.
Yep.
So yeah, I have that. And so, and I got a lot more involved in my art, like after that convention, actually, because I love
Small
SPX,
press,
but that was a,
yeah. Small press is a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. After that, I wanted nothing more to do than like make art all the time.
Hell
so
yeah.
Like, that's what I've been doing, but that definitely, I got that bracelet. I was like, yeah, okay, well, thank you.
Yeah. That encouraging punch in the arm of like, fucking do the thing.
My first day meeting Jamie, fucking do it. And I'm like, all right, cool. Yes. Yes.
Congratulations. Awesome. Meet most intense friend.
Yeah. I just want everybody to have lots of money and be super successful because
that would encourage a lot of happy. People into art. So I'm not really sure what your intent is there.
No, that's true.
Maybe you want people to be passionate and happy about the things that they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's
money's great though. Don't get me wrong. Fucking make that money.
Well, yeah. I like Kelsey Wales is one of my favorite artists in the entire universe. And it's a tragedy that she's not like better known or like making like large stacks of cash from her work because it's amazing. Like everything she puts out, like her posters are great. Her little cute bags with the sea creatures on it, they're great. Like she does really realistic stuff and really cute stuff. And you know, she's one of the most versatile artists I know. And it pains me that she's not able to like do it full time when I see people like shitting out crap and they're doing amazingly. And it's just, that's not fair. And that's what frustrates me the most about, like, you know, I don't know how to get someone from doing amazing stuff to making money off of it. Like, I know how to get people interested in doing something, but like monetizing it has always been my problem. So.
Right, but you say that, but we have tried that sort of thing because I remember one of the first times I really hung out with Kelsey was in an intervention con years ago, and Kelsey used to do sketchbooks where she would be flipping through, like you'd flip through them, and she would just do ballpoint pen drawings, and they were outstanding.
Oh yeah.
So we basically like were like, no. Other people need to see this, and like as people were walking by, Jamie's got her sketchbook going. Fucking look at this, look at this, look at this. And then everybody's response was, this is fucking amazing. And then flipping page after page and seeing how amazing it is. And we managed to talk her into then going and getting her first sketchbook actually made into a book that lives at her table right now.
Yeah.
I know she's made the money back on the book. I don't know if it's necessarily made a lot of money, but it was her first book. She had the opportunity to go and do books. She felt more confident about it after that fact.
Yeah.
So the idea is, you know, create the opportunity, basically give everybody the nudge in the arm. And if you don't nail it the first time, that's okay. That's the thing that you want to do. Keep doing the thing.
Yeah. The same thing with Stompadon. Like, she tried to launch that years before it actually happened. And it didn't quite work out. So she did it again, and then she did it a third time. And the third time, like, that's when it hit, and that's when the plushie got made. And now, like, you know, all of us have Stompadons. They're adorable, they're fuzzy, they're cute.
Mine comes on stage with me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're lucky. You get the real thing.
Yeah.
I do. Best tag team partner in the world.
So this the fucking do it ethos is, I don't know. I mean, like, people will complain about, like, oh, I wish I was doing this, or wish I could be doing that. And I would just grab them and say, like, well, why aren't you doing it? Well, why aren't I doing it?
Right. And that was the craziest part about the panel, though, because the way the panel ended is we literally had everybody stand up. We started playing Lean on Me, and everyone together started.
You would do that.
Of course we would. Like, yes. Yeah. We've created the church of doing it, where this is how this works. So, you know, when we got done, everybody was exchanging information. Everybody in that room became Facebook friends, Twitter friends, and the idea was some sort of mutual support. And some people are going to fall off about that, but like the minority fat people, I'm still friends with them on every bit of social media that I have. Every time they try and come out with something new, I definitely pay attention to it. I try and like everything that I can. If there's something that interests me, I try and buy it. Like, that's the idea.
And they're just still making stuff.
They're still making stuff, right.
They were asking me about, like, if I knew anyone who did plastic molding because one of their templates broke. And I was like, well, I don't know about molding, but, you know, you can do laser cut on Pinoco, or you can get, like, 3D printing from these people, or you can – here's some plastic sheets that you can just cut yourself and make your – you know, make new patterns and stuff. But, like, you know, they're still grinding. And that, to me, like, if nothing comes out of any of this, like, the fact that – they're doing the thing, it is the, it's like, it's the best thing in the entire fucking universe to me. It's like, they're still grinding.
I mean, Jamie, we've got to this one right here, doing it professionally now. And you're doing art professionally.
Yeah.
So
finally.
Right. So that's the idea, is the grind stuck. And whether it's stuck with necessarily doing webcomics or whatever it is, you manage to turn it into a livelihood. That's a lot better than a lot of other artists we know. We're grinding at regular day jobs they don't want to do and are trying to make it. You did the damn thing. That's the idea. That's something to be proud of.
Well, and the other thing is there's something to be said about continuing to do the thing even if it's not for money, because like when people go to high schools and things and career days and talk about like, oh, I'm an artist, and kids always want to know, like, well, how, or parents always want to know, how does my kid make a living at this thing? Like when me and Keith did the thing at the Apple store, is like, how do you make a living at this stuff? And I always try to tell them, like, that's not the point. You know, don't stop doing something just because you can't make a living at it.
Yeah.
Like if you love to play music, play music. If you can monetize on that, that's great too. But like, don't let that stop you. Don't only do thing to make money at it.
Well, I think that's a misnomer though, about the idea of if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life, which is the exact opposite. If you do what you love and you turn a passion project into a job, you work constantly. You never put it down.
25/7.
Right. Yeah. You're working 25/8. Like you're on all the fucking time. There's no off time. Your phone is always on. You're always answering everything because your passion is now your livelihood. And the only person that you have to rely on is you. You ain't got no safety in that.
Yeah.
And it creates a really satisfying but difficult life. But, you know, some people got that grind and that's rad. But I think that's kind of the thought process that people see, like, you know, oh, the Spider-Man movie is super big. So if you want to be a comic book artist, you can make millions. No.
I was talking to somebody the other day. They were like, they were really excited about this project that they got to work with a famous writer. And they're like, yeah, I'm going to be making that money. And I was like, dumb motherfucker. I was like, he was like, I want to buy a house and stuff. I'm like, you ain't going to do it on a comic book salary. And it's like, oh, what about my writer friend? I'm like, it's a writer. Writer, in the time it takes you to do one page, a writer can knock out like five chapters of a thing.
Yeah.
Or like two books. So, of course, it's great for a writer because they can spread themselves as far as they want to. Artists, you're stuck on a book. Like, that's all you do. If you get a book deal, you're on that book.
Yeah.
And your page rate is going to suck. Like,
I mean,
unless you're getting a grand a page, which you're not.
But I mean, that's the idea, though, is I think maybe tempering people's understanding about art and it being a passion project. But I think kind of the core of what we're getting at with the Jamie Noguchi system and the fucking do it and the draw right now is less necessarily making a living at that sort of thing, but also more of just don't stop the passion project, because it seems like everybody now has a side hustle.
Yeah,
because it seems like you almost have to try and do the thing that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Because everything else is really difficult, and everybody needs that vice.
Oh yeah. Well, and the one of the most heartbreaking things that you ever told me is that you stopped doing printmaking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some adult fucked it up for you. Like,
yeah,
every kid is an artist or a scientist or an athlete until some adult says, "There's no way you can make a living at it. Stop wasting your fucking time." And that pisses me the fuck off, because that's not why we do the thing.
Yeah. For me, it was a lot of, you should really take some classes. You could really use them. And it's like, okay, thanks for that.
Yeah.
And it was literally like, I felt like I was progressing and I felt like I was doing really well. And this was somebody who I really respected. And the next time I had my sketchbook around them, instead of being curious about what I was doing, the first question was, "Do you ever enroll in that class?" And I closed my sketchbook and I never opened it in front of them again.
Ugh.
And, I understood the intent that was going on there, but I didn't necessarily feel the encouragement there.
Yeah.
Like, I had a teacher like that.
Yeah.
I almost quit art because of her too. She made my life a nightmare. But then I took another class right after that with a different art teacher at the same school who told me he would like give me special projects. Thank you, Mr. Sharp, for being amazing. He pushed me so hard and let me do special things and believed in my cartooning and all that. And
hell yeah.
I came back and I saw him in actually SPX and he was like, "Did you go to art school?" And I was like, "I did." And I came up with him for it. But if it wasn't for him pushing me, I never would have even thought about it. That's so it really is about someone doing that for you. It's so important.
Yeah.
Like, fuck any fucking teacher and adult who like puts you down for it. It's garbage.
And in total transparency, this was, a couple years ago for me. So it's not like it was, teenage years or whatever it is. And I had the same thing in high school where it was like, I started doing art. I went and applied at the art, like legit art high school.
Yeah.
And managed to make it through the process, but apparently misread something where you needed to build your own portfolio, like holder thing.
Ooh.
And I didn't because I misread it and I bought one and was immediately disqualified.
Oh,
through the art, and then they happened to look down to see my portfolio holder and they were like, "Yeah, no thanks." And And I didn't end up picking up, like, I was 13. I didn't pick up a pencil seriously until I was like, 20. Do again, and
that's fucking depressing, man.
Yeah. I mean, right. And then like try that for a bit and then had a very similar experience and then put it down, didn't pick it up till I was like 30, and then again I dropped it like 32 33, like just not gonna bother with it. It feels like it's a hole in my game and it really bothers me that way.
Yeah.
And maybe I needed to follow that advice and like really go to school about it. But I think it was just one of those, you got to kind of encourage and just kind of keep encouraging.
Yeah.
And, there's a way to be like, "Hey, I think you would benefit from maybe this class because they focus on the following things."
Yeah.
And give a bit more information there, but don't just kind of be like, "You should really go to school."
Well, yeah, and school doesn't always work for everybody.
Like, right.
Schooling doesn't always work. Schooling will teach you in a very specific way, and if you don't mesh with that way, people ultimately think it's their fault for not learning right, but that's not always the case. Sometimes that method isn't working for you. And there's so many other resources
And I think when your mentality is the school process and the school way is the right way to learn and really the only way to get through that process, everything is a round peg in a round hole, and sometimes that doesn't necessarily work that way.
Yeah. I'm trying. I'm trying.
I know. It's okay. You know exactly. But yeah, so
I didn't realize that has happened. And now I'm really pissed, but that's fine.
Yep, that was it. So that's kind of the idea of it. But that's kind of why when you and I were talking about doing this and kind of that big open community of everything, like that whole mentality of kind of seeing something and being like, I guess it's all right, but it really looks like this. So, you know, I guess, you know, you're a fucking poser, or all just the negativity. Like, it's why I quit Twitter. Yeah. Like, it's fucking wasteland. I won't even bother with it. And I want to see the idea of all of these friends, that room that we did, that the Jamie Noguchi system, I want that to happen through a Slack channel, or what was the server thing you were talking about doing?
Oh, Discord. I'm going to set that up when I get back from San Diego. So I'll set that up. I'm just running in so many directions right now.
It's not meant to give you any extra pressure is the idea, but like, I want to set up a little corner of the internet where if you're looking for positive encouragement, that's the idea.
Yeah.
Is find something to encourage other people about, try and give them some sort of positive thing with it. If you're going to give criticism, make sure that you have a conversation with them before you give that criticism and explain to them where you're thinking about what's going on. If you think that they may need a little more practice learning light and perspective or whatever it is, give them some examples of some cool stuff that is similar to that stuff and just say, hey, I found some really cool reference material that I think you'd really like. If you had, you know, I'd love to talk a bit more about light and perspective.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Then let them come to you.
Yeah.
And that's the idea, is kind of create that open door policy of everybody. Because I think there are so many artists and creators that are in all of our circles where if everybody kind of had an open door policy, we could all be better creators all the way around.
Yeah.
Start to learn different processes. I mean, even just the logistic management things of like my day-to-day processes. There are artists who could probably really use a bit of organizational support.
For sure.
Right. So the idea – me finding somebody who goes, hey, I could really learn how to organize a project together or project manage something or something, where I could help them, show them my process. I could be like, hey, here's the cheap notebook that I use. Here's the process that I use. I try not to overcomplicate it, and then see all of their work and then be able to have me go, by the way, I'm a huge fan and I really admire all your work. I really love this, this, and this. I'd really love to know how you know, what's your inspiration for this? Who did you look at when you were growing up? What's the idea? And essentially pick their brain so that I can have a better understanding of them.
Yeah. And so fucking do it is a great phrase, but it's hard to market and it's a little aggressive.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of
where, to the middle school crowd.
Yeah. And so that's kind of where Draw Right Now comes from. It's a little bit more highbrow, but it feels like it's much more marketable to a general populace. And we're trying to see if there's something there that we could, you know, use this to help motivate people create more shit. 'Cause I mean, we need more stuff. We need new stuff. There's too many remakes.
Damn right.
Too many remakes. And like, there's creative people out there. And
I don't need to find out how Batman's parents are fucking dead again. Like, somebody, can we kill another rich family? Can we do this? Is this? I feel like there's enough rich people around. We can come up with a better idea.
Yeah, I feel like it. So with that in mind, we're gonna put Nicole on the spot.
Yep.
So Nicole.
Okay, Jamie.
Do you have any projects that you want to be doing? Like, you know, it doesn't have to be art. It doesn't have to be. And it could be something like music or like comics or like, I don't know, you want to learn how to cook more or something. Do you have anything right now?
I have a comic. It was my capstone in college, that my professor, Kristen, was so gracious to let me like write and draw and design and make merch for. And it's like a passion project of mine that I'm too scared to do, but I know it's not because of my drawing. It's because of my writing. I'm like scared of writing.
Okay.
So I'm working on that, but I have like an entire story basically planned out. I just need to keep working on it. Like, I actually had a book. I made a book. Like, I have a physical thing that I went and I did and I printed and it exists in the world.
Oh, cool.
And I'm extremely embarrassed about it, but it's fun.
Wait, where can we find this?
Nowhere.
Really?
My house.
Really?
Yeah.
If only I'll end up being there to help you move. Jamie, the search is on.
No. I mean, I can say it's about like ghosts. I'm really into the paranormal. So it's about like the afterlife and it's supposed to be kind of comedic and almost Beetlejuice like.
Have you thought about doing like a shitty version first to just get it? Well, like, not necessarily of your magnum opus, but I feel like everybody needs a shitty project first to work out the kinks.
Yeah. So what I've been doing, I need to actually like really do it and post them, to get myself just practicing writing. I kind of do some daily life.
Okay.
Art. Like, I've even just slowly progressed into doing like outfit of the day and little things and helping me. Yeah, I've been posting those recently, which has been a lot of fun. I'm really loving that because it's getting me practice doing poses and clothing that isn't just like a t-shirt and stuff. So
everyone just wears a t-shirt. What are you talking about?
I don't know. But I'm a very klutzy person and who's kind of weird sometimes, and doing a daily life comic is kind of just fun to be like, here's the thing I fucked up with today. Here you go. So I want to, which I actually had a name for. And again, it's a thing I have sitting there and I haven't done anything for, but it's called Freckles.
Oh,
I just need to actually start posting on it.
Yes.
Yeah. Hell yes. Yeah.
Hell yes.
Are you just going to post it on like Instagram or whatever? Or are you going to try to like,
I already have an Instagram made for it because I post there more than anywhere else. So it already like exists on there. I just need to, don't look it up. There's like nothing on there. I've literally posted not a single thing.
Mm. Right. But what's it called? There it is. Freckles Comic. Mm. Okay. So we're all going to follow it. Yeah, we are.
I don't know why I have 40 some followers on there already.
It's about to be 50. So go ahead. 51 in a second.
Freckles.
So
you can look.
It's Freckles Comic.
Stop.
And be sure to follow up and then be sure to message Nicole and let her know that you're really looking forward to her first post.
Following. Okay.
Look at you breaking 50 followers. Come on. There it is.
Well, so it sounds like you don't need any advice because it sounds like you're already taking steps to do the thing, to make the thing, to get it out there and stuff.
That account has been sitting there for 2 years.
Okay. So what's,
okay. So what is stopping you, Nicole?
I don't know.
What's slowing you down?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I get nervous about my own art. And so, I mean, I've been posting and trying to make in general on my normal art account a lot more stuff recently and feeling a little confident, especially with drawing hands.
Well, your lettering stuff is fucking on point. Like,
that was actually, if you want to talk about like fucking doing it, I went and I started it for fun. Cause I really liked typography in college. And then I got a bunch of books and I just kept practicing every day. And then I went and did my first art market, which I had never thought of doing before, but I did it. And I sold like a lot of my stuff. And now I do wedding stationery for styled shoots and for all of my friends' weddings. I did all of my own. It's just fun. I love it. Like, I thought about like doing a small business for it, but I also kind of don't want to do that right now. I just like doing it for fun and for gifts and stuff like that. So
you're already doing it. That's amazing.
People are listening in an audio format. Jamie and I were both gesturing in fuck yeah, you are. So
lettering has become definitely like a passion of mine. I adore
that's
it
fucking
a lot.
Awesome.
I can attest to this, and also high quality stuff. I have quite a few of the Christmas ornaments myself. They're delightful. So
I have the Baltimore one print that I did too.
Yeah, and I also saw a print there, or an idea that she posted up on Instagram that I commissioned and had her do a print of for me so that I have an original. Yeah,
nice.
That's right. And that's the idea. So go support your friends.
Hell yeah.
Yep. All of the support.
Well, I mean, that's all I really wanted to talk about today, is to just tell people why we're doing this, tell people the origin story of, you know, draw right now, fucking do it, and all that kind of stuff, and then see if Nicole's doing the thing. And she is doing the thing, which is amazing.
Which is going to keep doing the thing. By the way, you should start posting some of your regular art stuff on that Freckles account just to get some content on there.
Well, the debate is, do I actually post something on there or do I just keep my Ready, Set, Create thing going? Okay. Since I have, like, I broke 1,000 this year, which is crazy.
Shit. To me. Nice.
So I'm like, I already have the people there who like my stuff. So maybe I should just start putting it there instead of having two. You know what I mean?
And maybe you can do both. I mean, who knows? Yeah. But, it's up to you what you want to do. But the idea is keep putting stuff out there.
Yeah.
Because people want to see it. And clearly you got at least a good following going on. And if you won't fucking believe me, believe Jamie, your art's fucking incredible and keep doing the thing.
And that's the other part is to show people stuff. And that can be very nerve-wracking because artists by nature are kind of introverted, and I know it doesn't seem like it, but I hate new people. Like I am good with just like being at home and not talking to anybody and like being in a corner somewhere and stuff like that. But part of creating now is making stuff and showing it to people, and that can be a lot more nerve-wracking than it seems.
Yeah, I used to be extremely embarrassed of sharing anything. I actually had people we were really young, but like I had some friends who were just kind of like embarrassed because I wasn't like as good and would be like, you should practice a little more. I'm like, okay. Like, and I eventually.
You need better friends.
No. Well, I don't hang out with those people anymore.
So yes.
Yes.
My support group of friends pushed me to and teach me some of their techniques and all of that.
Exactly.
And then it took me forever to actually share it because I still get really self-conscious about my art. I have a very long way to go, but like I'm proud of it more than I've ever been before.
Corsetto is also really good to talk to if you need someone to be a cheerleader for you because she's so genuine about stuff.
She is one of my number one supporters, especially like, fuck, because I interned for her for 2 years. And that was literally, by the way, me going up and saying, do you need an intern? And she was like, sure, why not? I lived in walking distance to where her stuff is. So, I told her that I wanted to design books. So she let me design like her 8th volume and has pushed me for every single thing that I want to do, which has been amazing for someone like her to really like encourage me to follow my passions with that. And I can ask her almost any question. She'll like immediately answer me for it. I love her to death. She's amazing. So.
She's so cool.
She's the coolest person in the world.
Name dropping.
My friend. Danielle.
But Jamie, this is proof positive that it worked because Nicole literally just went through the story.
Yeah.
Cut out the people who were giving you the support. You found a bunch of other people who you respected their creative process. You helped learn the things that they learned and vice versa. And you all helped each other out to tighten your game up. And now you guys are still doing it. And all of you are better because of it. And that's the idea.
Yeah. And now you're going to see Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I am.
Yes.
I'll understand finally. Yes. I just really, because I want to see Hobbs and Shaw really bad, but I'm like, I don't understand any of this, but it looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, we're gonna watch 1 4 minutes of 3 and then jump right to 5.
Nice. Oh yeah.
So good. It's gonna be just fine, Jamie.
You don't need to worry about me, Jamie. Yeah. I'll join soon enough.
Yeah, Hobbs and Shaw is gonna be so great.
Yeah. Yeah, she's in Caring Hands. Before this is done, she'll be throwing out things, calling people busta. And shouting family like you mean it.
Yeah. Speaking of Hobbs and Shaw, still working on it. I got to bug Keith. I'll be seeing him in San Diego, so I'll be annoying the shit out of him the entire time.
For those not paying attention or not following along before, Jamie and I are trying to get a screening together of Hobbs and Shaw. For anybody who's a fan of the podcast or fan of Art Fight or so Jamie's like
four
work.
People,
or,
four people.
Yeah. So like literally the dozen of you who will hear this, if you want to maybe try and talk 3 friends into that and we can break a baker's dozen, that'd be swell.
Yeah. But I'm going to be making a poster. It's going to be Idris Elba saying, I'm Black Superman.
Yes.
And just draw him in the suit that he's in the trailer. And that's going to be the poster. We're going to give it away. We're going to do a giveaway at the premiere So I'll have a bunch of them printed out and we'll give them to people and stuff.
Yep.
Yes. We might sell them online maybe.
Have we worked out the name? Is it still something presents?
I got to do that. It's going to be,
cause I don't know if you've seen the poster for it, but it's like Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, but essentially it would be Hard Knock Media presents the fucking Do It Cast presents this presents the Fast and Furious franchise presents Hobbs and Shaw. So we're thinking just a big Star Wars style, like, layout of all the presents
right behind Idris Elba saying I'm Black Superman.
You know what, honestly, Jamie, if you just want to like turn it, maybe just like handwrite that into the S on his chest. Like, and at that point, realistically, you may as well make him shirtless and just actually just make it his chest hair.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Just carved right in there.
Oh man. It's exciting. I'm excited. Even if we don't actually get like an official event going, we're still going to tell people where we're going, and I'm still bringing posters, and I'm still going to hand them out and stuff. Yep. So,
and if you want to come see the movie, and you and I both know you want to come see the movie, because if you're listening to us, you're a fucking Fast and Furious fan. Or you want to be, and you're going to end up getting indoctrinated into it anyway. You should come hang out with us, because seeing these dumb movies in a group of people is way fucking better. So you should absolutely come do the thing. But Jamie, let's wrap it up.
Nicole, where can people find you?
Right now, on Instagram at Ready Set Create, and then Twitter at Ready Set Create, but with an underscore because someone took it and doesn't use it.
Fuck that asshole.
Yeah, I know. I hate it so much.
Goddamn bastard.
But I'm less on Twitter, trying to be more, but mostly I try and post regularly on Insta with stuff. So
nice.
Hell yeah.
Brandon Chalmers, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at ThatGuyChalmers. You can find me on Facebook under Brandon Chalmers. And I've said this before and I'll continue to say it, even if we don't end up being close personal friends, if you're looking to have somebody be a cheerleader or a support network or whatever it is, hit me up, friend me, let me know where you're from, and I will absolutely give you all the love and support I can. Keep making the fucking thing.
Make the thing!
Jamie Gucci! Where the fuck can they find you?
Just put my name in Google and you'll find shit that I do.
Sorry.
He's not wrong.
What?
You're not wrong. Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter.
Jamie Noguchi. Presented the life story of George fucking Takei, Jamie Noguchi.
I got to do my little flex. Angry Zen Master on Twitter, Jamie Noguchi on Instagram. You found us on the podcast. And we're going to be doing more shit. We'll have a Discord set up when I get back from San Diego. So it'll probably be either FDIC branded or Draw Right Now branded, or like a co-brand or something like that. We'll come up with something. But yeah, I'm excited. Check y'all in 2 weeks.
Woo! Deuces. Go see Jamie.
Oh yes. Come see me at San Diego. Bye. And we're